Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, we're going to talk internet taxes. They are being proposed, and that's kind of scary. But first, we're going to the phones. And Chris in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to talk about privatizing the military.
Yes, sir.
I called in a few weeks ago, and last night was about a week ago. I talked to Ian about privatizing the military, and I didn't quite get through with it. Pretty much, privatizing the military, as far as Ian is concerned, it's pretty much happening the way that you could best imagine it, because private companies like Raytheon, Lockheed, Boeing, you know, they compete over contracts, you know, like for the Joint Strike Fighter, per se.
Okay.
And, well, that's where the real power is, are these jets that cannot be shot down, by missiles or jets, and basically they own the entire sky over the entire planet with a Joint Strike Fighter or a YF-22, which was created by Lockheed or Boeing. If these companies were to actually go over to, say, China, and I only use China because they draw a lot of money right now, they could afford to maybe buy out these guys and say, okay, well, you know, you don't have to bring your whole company, just bring your blueprints. Now they have the Joint Strike Fighter, the YF-22, and, of course, the new unmanned vehicles, which can pull over, you know, like 15 Gs or something like that. I mean, that's
it wouldn't be unheard of for other countries to contract with private companies in America and manufacture weapons. That's been done.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is basically, like, if the person is not necessarily in it for their family members who live in the U.S., they might be in it for, just say, let's say, the money. I mean, I brought up the Enron thing, and those guys, I mean, that's about as sleazy as you could possibly get, and it's all about the money for them. And, you know, let's say if they go to China and they make a ridiculous amount of money, and the Chinese government could say, oh, well, not necessarily will we give you the money, but we'll give you, like, these ridiculous palaces, and, I mean, unbelievable amounts of power and slaves, and, you know, because, I mean, after all, it is communist, so, but...
And the point of it, let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that China, or whatever theoretical country, China would offer the Lockheed company and all these other weapons manufacturers oodles and oodles of money to build weapons for them, and then what?
Well, if they can do that, I mean, you got to think that the YF-22 and the unmanned vehicles, I mean, they can literally shoot down everything in the sky, and they can own the skies over the United States and bomb at will.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very dangerous. Of course, I don't believe Lockheed or Boeing or anybody like that is going to actually do something like that.
Okay.
Well, let me say that first.
I don't know either. But what would be the... In Ian's world, I'm sort of struggling with this whole private army thing myself. I'm not ready to go for it. I don't think people can accept it very quickly. But I
don't like that terminology. I don't want a private army. I don't want any armies.
Okay, whatever.
I just want to take take defense out of the hands of the government. That's all. I'm not advocating privatization of the military. I'm advocating the abolition of the military.
What would be the point in controlling the skies over America if there was no power structure to take over? One of the cool things about invading a country is they go right into the Capitol. They get right at the Capitol buildings. They take those over. They clear the politicians out. But there's no politicians to clear out in Ian's world.
That's true. And in Ian's world, it actually would be a thing that you wouldn't need to take over by military whatsoever. But the thing about it, you know, you do actually have these people who are tyrannical. And you do have those people who can say, well, you know, if I have the power, I'm going to use it.
Right. They're in our government today.
Right. And, you know, I don't doubt that one bit. I don't doubt that one bit. But That kind of power, that kind of ability over some other entire people it's a lot. I mean, I'm happy the United States actually does have this power and no one else does.
Why? I'm glad that just because the United States maniacs have that power, that makes you feel good?
Right. That's all maniacs. I believe that they're all maniacs. Every single government, and the United States is the least maniac of them all.
I disagree. All evidence points.
Name one country that would be better off.
Well, first of all, the United States military and the United States is really the only country in the world, maybe besides, I think, Israel, and that's according to a LouRockwell.com article. But it's the only country that's out there invading other countries and on a mass scale and doing harm to others. I mean, the other countries in the world really aren't doing too much. I mean, there may be some little fights in Africa and maybe some border wars in a few places, but ruling the world...
I don't know if I agree entirely with that, but go ahead.
If these other countries had the YF-22, they would be doing the exact same thing.
Right, they're spending their time oppressing their own people rather than other people. Yes. And the United States has some pretty good intentions at heart, or at least labels its intentions pretty well.
Well, right, there's a reason to oppress your own people. As far as from a governmental perspective, you want total control over the landmass, and you want total control over the people so you can extract wealth from them.
And there's a reason for the United States to want to oppress the whole world. That way they can control the landmass.
I do believe this is true, and I believe that the United States is actually doing this. But I do believe that they are doing it, this is kind of ridiculous, but less than most other types of government, most other kinds.
The United States
is a kinder, gentler empire.
No, it's not. It is not. It's the only country that's ever used an atomic weapon. I mean, this is insanely violent and destructive, and it's the United States military that is the reason why that people around the world hate us. And as far as your theory, Chris, that this China is going to come here and bomb the American cities, once again...
They won't.
Okay.
I know that they won't.
Okay,
not in the modern day.
Well, all right, fine. Well, I wanted to still make a point on that. Even if there were some madman that wanted to acquire these bombers and that sort of thing, I would much rather entrust my defense to the marketplace, which has the ability to innovate and compete and cost
cut. It is very powerful, and what is actually happening is the marketplace is what created the YS-22 Raptor, and it is what is creating the fighters. Have no pilots. I mean, it's what's making these things. It's what's making...
Yeah, but that's not... No, you're wrong, though. It's not a free market that's making those things. It's a regulated, controlled market. It's a market by and for the government, the governmental... their friends who happen to run these military-industrial industries. And that's what it is.
It is a market that is actually created. It was made inside of the United States. Lockheed Martin was created inside the United States.
It's also a market that's funded through the printing press. All of these weapons are very, very expensive.
You're right, and they're blowing it way out of proportion, but you are right.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I want to make it clear. I am not in favor of privatizing the military. I'm in favor of abolishing government military and allowing the free market to come up with defensive options for people. I would much rather trust my safety to people in search of profit than a bunch of bureaucrats, which is all the military is, just another bureaucracy. It's just another government program.
I would agree with that largely. I think that when it comes to violence, that the government generally has a monopoly on that, and I'm not willing to take that monopoly away from the government at this point.
And I, am not too concerned with some country coming over here and flying their jets through our skies and trying to terrorize America, because as you pointed out, Mark, in a world without government structures, there's no government, there's no infrastructure to take over. So what are you going to do? Bomb a city? There's no one in charge. No one can come up with a ransom money for you. There's nothing to attack. And there's nothing to take over. If you want to come and just destroy America,
then
that's what
you'll
have. You
can go after large businesses and say, we're going to do such and such to your cities and to your factories if you don't, we're going to bomb you if you don't give us money.
Yeah, you could do that, and then that factory would probably have a real incentive to actually hire some private defense with that money instead.
They
because,
sure
again,
would.
The if there really are this in the free marketplace, if there really are these scary people out there that could do these evil, horrible things, then that means there's going to be a demand created for defensive services, and those defensive services are going to be awesome.
It's businesses that need this kind of protection. No country wants to come over here and bomb our trailer parks.
Yeah, exactly right. So let them provide for their own damn protection. It's not my responsibility. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, internet taxes. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. By the way, I sent an update out today. We've got our brand new torrent file online for the month of May. So what you can do is you go to freetalklive.com, you download the torrent with one of the BitTorrent clients out there, and we link to one of them on our site if you don't have one, and all at once, an entire month's worth of shows will download to your computer. So you don't have to click on each one that you want to download. You just get the entire month at once. Makes it really easy. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering what you've earned. So go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
So let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Ed in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ed. Hello, Ed in Nevada. Hello, Ed.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was wanted the story with Michael Vick in the news. I wondered, with the dog fights, the pit fights, if you had any thoughts. I'm not sure
what you're even referring to.
Michael Vick from the Atlanta Falcons, he got busted or is in a scandal right now with pit fights going on in this property and whether he was involved or gambling.
Is this breaking news? Is this today's news?
It's been around for a few days, maybe a week or two.
Okay.
The so story is sports fans out. We are.
well,
now hold on a second. I mean, normally if it's a big sports news, it'll make it to the front page.
We'll see it, yeah.
So I'm surprised I didn't spot it. But
I knew I'd heard the name and I knew he was in some kind of legal trouble, and that's where it all ended for me.
So what about it?
Well, I mean, it's a felony. It's illegal. It doesn't stop it from going on. You know, it's a pit fight. You know, for those that don't know. They put them in like a 10x10 little arena, and they encourage these dogs to fight each other. They breed them to be aggressive. And I grew up around these type of dogs, you know, not pit fighting dogs, but loving dogs. And the breed's kind of been monstered, you know, bastardized by the incentive, the illegal side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know if you guys had, I would assume, Ian, you're not in favor of making it, you know, a law against it because, you know, from a government stance. But how would you, or would you, discourage it to going on? You know, it is a brutal thing.
Social ostracism. I mean, I think it's a horrible thing what they're doing to those dogs, forcing them to fight and start. You know, basically, you create an angry dog by starving it and beating it, and then you put it in the ring and it fights with another starved, beaten dog, fights to the death in most cases. And that's horrible. But as you pointed out, it's still going on. In fact, not only is it still going on today, but the fact that it's illegal makes your dog at risk. Now, if you got a little, you know, yappy dog, probably not too much at risk. But if your medium to large sized dog is roaming the streets, maybe the snappy gets out of the house and is running around the streets, and then one of these underground dog fighting rings spots it, they might very well pull over and pick up your dog, put it in the back of their vehicle, and then, you know, put it in the ring. This is not unheard of in the black marketplace.
It's true. That'd be sort of like a squash match in wrestling. They just want some dog that's going to lose because obviously these pit bulls are bred and trained to fight, whereas your house pet is not going to be very good at it.
Exactly. So as you pointed out, rightly so, it's going on today, and our animals may be at risk as a result of that. So let's allow it to happen in the free marketplace, and let's ostracize those individuals that we discover are actually participating in that activity. I highly doubt that pit fighting will become so popular that, you know, it's going to be like WrestleMania. I don't think it's ever going to blow up to that level. But if it does blow up to that level, then it says a lot about who we are as a people, doesn't it?
Hey, guys. Well, I've listened to your guys from your show for a long time, a couple of years now, actually. And I kind of figured you'd go this route. But the only question, maybe to take it to a little extremer example,
sure,
is what about, you know, toddler cage fighting, or, you know, give them little switchblades and let them duke it out, you know.
Well,
that would
you don't own your child like you own an animal, so it doesn't really work that way. I mean,
well, once again, I mean, you're asking me about a world with no government. Of course, in Mark's world, with a small government,
right?
Mark would send in the cops. In my world, I would just simply say that if you have somebody who's abusing their kids, and I would qualify that as abuse, if you've got someone who's abusing their kids, then you should do on your own what you normally would hire the cops to do or ask the cops to do. And what you're asking the cops to do in that circumstance is kidnapping. You're asking them to go in there and either kidnap the kid from the bad parents or take the parents away from the kid. One or the other, you want them to come in and remove a human being with force from that situation. And I just say, why not take out the middleman and you do it yourself, or you decide who to hire, or, you know, hire Mark's kidnapping service to go and kidnap the kid. If the abusive parents take you to arbitration over kidnapping their kid, then you come forward with videotape and audio tape or whatever evidence you have that they were putting their children in infant death rings. And I think that the arbitration court's going to side with you, personally.
And if, as a private organization, a private arbitration organization, if you were to wrongly side with, for example, if you were to side with the taking the children away when in fact there was no evidence that the children were being abused, you probably wouldn't stay in business very long because that would make people very outraged.
Right. Arbitrators in a free market actually have to, they're beholden to market forces, unlike government courts who, you know, they make arbitrary decisions and they're completely immune from responsibility for the decisions they make. So arbitrators, what you're saying, Julia, is they have to make the best decisions according to the evidence that they have, otherwise they won't continue to get business. And that's an important factor here. Does that make sense, Ed?
Oh, it does. I have this argument with, now I've been a libertarian for a long time, and I really wrestle trying to explain these concepts to, my friends and family. And where I really break down is on this issue of, like, you know, if, like, vaccinations for children, is that child abuse? Mark brought that up the other day, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what one person thinks is treating a kid right, is that abuse? And, you know, with animals, cruelty to animals, you know, but if there's no laws...
The cruelty to animals thing is, like I, you know, pointed out the other day, is a really slippery slope. I mean, you know, to me, there's definitely cruelty to animals when you just go out and kick your dog in your front yard for fun, break its ribs and, you know, stomp on its head or whatever it is that people do. And I know that people do terrible things to their animals sometimes. And it's sick, but, you know, somebody would consider that cruelty. Somebody would consider butchering a cow to make hamburgers cruelty.
And what about bullfighting?
I'm cruel at least three times a day.
And bullfighting, I think, is an awful sport. But
I'm interested in going to see it.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
It's kind of sick.
I'm interested in seeing it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Any other thoughts for us, Ed?
No. Great show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, it's tough because people, they feel like, well, something's wrong, so therefore we need the government to handle it. But you two wrongs don't make a right. And the fact is, whenever you're asking the government to do something, whether it be putting the dog abuser in jail or the child abuser in jail, you're harming everyone else at the same time because you're forcing everyone to pay for it. You're forcing everyone to pay for the violence against that one individual, which means you're being violent against everyone in order to make right one particular instance of violence. And again, two wrongs don't make a right. So let's let the marketplace handle it. Let's let the marketplace come up with an intricate market-based system of ostracism that'll really be much more effective. I think it would work. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust,
call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And that includes the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. Two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Continuing the calls, let's go to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and this one's for you. How would you feel about an ostracism-based, rather government-based ostracism system?
Please explain.
Okay, well, how about if we keep the government in place, but if you don't pay your taxes, as opposed to running people down with guns and sending them to jail, how about instead we just ostracize them? So we get the entire community to realize that the government is here for our protection, and it will actually be in this time, in this system.
Are the taxes voluntary?
Exactly. So
then we don't have a government anymore.
No, well, that's the thing. That's the thing. I think most people would still pay. So let's say... let's say it's a time of war, right? Mm-hmm. I think that most people would feel inclined to pay because they feel like they need the protection and they need the military there. But in a time that wasn't, you know, a non-war time, then most people wouldn't pay and the government would just shrink to adapt.
I am fine with the idea of a government that has voluntary taxes. In fact, I'd like to see that happen here in Keene eventually.
I was just thinking that.
Were you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, we're planning a run here for city council in Keene.
I'm not.
Well, you're not, but I am. I'm running for city council here in Keene. And so we've been sort of brainstorming about what sort of steps we should take and how far we should try and go, because we don't want to make people mad, because we want people to vote for us again if we do get elected. And so one of the suggestions...
You mean we won't be able to abolish elections by destroy the government by the time the second election comes around?
One of the suggestions was making property taxes voluntary.
That was great. She completely ignored me on that. That was awesome.
Well, I understand where you're coming from on a principled position, but I have to be realistic here when running for city council. I'm not going to get elected and say, woo, we're getting rid of government tomorrow.
Well, you don't even have to go so far as to make taxes voluntary. You can just take the teeth out of the dog, as it were. You can say, well, the government will no longer confiscate people's property, old women, poor
right.
people, that kind of
but
thing.
But that's making it voluntary.
I understand.
But it's a nicer way of putting it.
Right.
People have a way with words.
Confiscate their property for non-payment or for inability to pay taxes.
The way you word things is very important, and there's a way to say things that people understand and can agree with, and I don't know. I'm totally with you on a principled stance, but I feel like we have this humongous government. People are really attached to it, and there's a certain way to go about getting it smaller and smaller and smaller.
Well,
and
I agree with you,
abolishing
Julia.
Government tomorrow is not the way to do it.
Well, I agree with you that that people will voluntarily pay into the system, I think, especially if they're told it's voluntary. What's wrong with you get our people elected and they immediately say, all right, next tax bill that goes out, the first line on the bill is property taxes are now voluntary. Pay what you feel is appropriate.
And people will pay.
Let them
and
decide.
People, when I talk to people around Keene all the time, and people love this city. They really do. I feel like people would pay good money to keep it in good condition. That's just me, though, and what I hear from people.
If I got a $3,000 tax bill, because we're billed twice a year here in Keene, so it's $3,000 at once and then $3,000 again. If I got a $3,000 tax bill and it said, for the very first time, voluntary on it, my feeling about paying taxes would all of a sudden change. And especially if it said, these taxes are voluntary, the money you pay will be used to reduce the size of government. I'd like to have that on there, too. But nonetheless, even if it said it was voluntary, I might just pay that whole $3,000 unless I needed it for an operation or something like that at that time. Unless I needed it otherwise, I might just go ahead and pay it because it's voluntary.
If I could just interject, I think that it would make it a contract again. Because then, like, let's say you didn't pay a certain amount, you wouldn't be able to call the police or you wouldn't be able to call the firemen.
Yeah.
So then it would actually be a contract. And not just that, but Thomas Jefferson said that we're going to have the state government and then the federal government. And if the federal government does a better job than the state government does, people will feel their allegiance towards the federal government. But because of this, people will notice the changes more on a local level than they will on a national level. So they'll be more inclined to pay their local taxes than the national taxes.
Absolutely.
Therefore, you'll have less war and you'll have better cities.
I'm with you on that, Eric. I think that's a great step in the right direction. Any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think the easiest route towards truly freeing ourselves from government, at least through the system, the easiest through the system route would be to make property taxes voluntary, allow people to pay what they think is appropriate, and that'll be interesting to see what percentage actually comes through in that particular case. And then, down the line, make it so each individual bureaucracy goes completely private, essentially. I mean, eliminate the ones that are completely useless, but the ones that are providing services, like police and fire, make it so that they have to fund themselves on a voluntary basis. That way, the property taxes are taken out of the picture entirely, and the police department can figure out on their own how to charge people.
Well, I think that I think that it's just too much too quick when you're talking about making everything voluntary.
That's sort of how I feel about it.
I didn't say it would take a week.
Look, it's an overnight when you say your property taxes are voluntary.
What's wrong with that, though? What's wrong with that?
When you say voluntary, then, you know, a lot of people are
suddenly
not going to be paying.
But you were elected.
Hold on just a second. They're not going to be paying. Therefore, all the systems that the city has set up that people have come to rely on and believe that the city is responsible for providing will then fall apart. And
you're saying people wouldn't pay.
I'm not going to pay.
Well, okay.
I don't want a city government.
Okay, well, then
I don't want your police department. I don't want your fire department.
Then you don't
want private alternatives.
Then you don't get those services.
I don't want
like a user fees. Is that what you're saying? What if we divided it up into some sort of a user fees at first?
I'm not going to continue to fund the fire department because I know that the fire department is a bunch of inefficiency going on over there. I'm going to wait the 6 months it's going to take for a competing volunteer fire brigade to spring
right
up, and I will pay them. I'm not going to pay for the police because I know that they've...
I would never pay for the police.
As far as I'm concerned, these people have abused their authority up to now, and I don't want to give them jobs doing that crap. They can go out and have real jobs.
So I'll pay
a private security company, but I won't pay the police department.
I wouldn't pay
the
police either.
I'm going to stop paying my taxes entirely.
Well,
if it says voluntary, I'm done.
This is why I think that this discussion is so important, because as what is the campaign or the time to register is in August, so it's coming up fairly quickly, and so this sort of brainstorming and discussing is very good to sort of discover where people feel on the issues and how we can step in the direction towards getting a smaller government.
So hold on a second, Mark. You're saying that It, the tax,
I'm saying
the tax
I don't
bill,
think there's
on,
one thing the government does that the city government does that's worth paying for.
Well, I agree with you on that, but you're saying that the tax bill shouldn't say voluntary, but we should tell people that they won't have their assets stolen.
Oh, no. You see, it's much slower and more gradual if you just say that if you pass a rule there in the city council that says that people's property will not be confiscated for inability or
and you don't tell them about that?
You don't really say anything because of the wording of it. People aren't really going to understand exactly what happened. They're not going to understand that government, which is force, no longer has the ability to force them to do anything.
So basically you're making taxes voluntary, but you're not telling anyone that's what you've done?
Correct.
Okay. That's fine. Whatever. So then those people that are smart enough to figure it out cannot pay the taxes. And
then it will slowly taper off. I'm just saying, you said you might pay your taxes all $3,000 if you got a tax bill. I'm not paying any. And there's two people in this room.
If I knew that that people who are truly small government individuals had been elected to office, and they have been the ones that had changed the entire system around to say, okay, this is now voluntary, I would know that the money that I was paying in was going to go to reduce the size of government. And
no, government is inefficient even when small government people are in charge.
I know that, Mark.
And I know how to make it more efficient. Get rid of it. You know, the local city government just doesn't do anything worth doing. I mean, paving roads, that's about it.
They stink at paving roads here in Keene.
I might give some money to the Department of Transportation, but I'm really not interested in giving money to anybody else.
Well, see, so maybe some people would pay and some people wouldn't.
Oh, right, that's exactly what would happen.
So,
but, I mean, at that point, then infrastructure falls apart when you start telling, you know, which bureaucrat gets the money now? Which bureaucrat gets it?
The place to start would be eliminating bureaucracies that are completely useless, like the zoning board. That has got to go.
That's true.
Do you think the zoning board feels that way?
It won't be their decision.
Well, the city of Keene felt that we didn't need a bunch of roundabouts, but they went and did it anyway, so.
They sure did.
800-259-9231. Your calls. Hopefully we'll get to talk about internet taxes. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMIncorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMIncorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMIncorporated.com. Do it now.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, though, so just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us. And you can do that in two ways. One, shop at our store, buy Free Talk Live branded merchandise, really cool stuff, including the brand new, hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget at store.freetalklive.com. I've actually ordered a couple, one for you, Julia. You've ordered one. I'm ordering one as well because it's just darn cool. It's 2 gigabytes. It's an MP3 player. It's a flash drive. It's a voice recorder. It's an FM tuner. All rolled into one for less than $60. There's that. There's all of our clothing. There's a pre-order phase going on right now. We're manufacturing brand new products for you. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to do your shopping there. And then for everything else you need in life, anything non-Free Talk Live related, go to amazon.freetalklive.com because, well, you know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer, 41 categories of products. You just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and anything you buy through that link, we'll get a percentage of. And by the way, I was wrong about the great results from March. I'd accidentally looked at 3 months instead of 2 months or 1 month. Anyway, we're still doing fairly well, but we've actually moved thousands. We move thousands of dollars in products every single month for Amazon, which is that's pretty significant. Our listeners are a buying powerhouse. Anyway, amazon.freetalklive.com to the phones and to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill.
Hi. I guess it's time that we talk internet taxes. What do you say?
What do you mean? Oh, yes, the issue which Julia has brought to us. But Bill, what did you have to say about internet taxes?
Well, it's regardless of what ridiculous law the government tries to mandate, these types of taxes are completely voluntary, and I'll bring up a point. Let's assume for just a moment that the taxes that they're going to impose are either at the point of purchase or which would be the person's house or at the retailer's end. Either way, it can be easily circumvented by technology. So who is it to say that I'm making my purchase by way of a German server?
Wait a minute. Oh, you're talking about I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Okay, I'm assuming that the internet tax that we're discussing is the one that they've mandated that it will affect the point of purchase nationwide.
You mean a sales tax?
Pardon me?
Are you talking about a sales tax?
Yeah, it would be like a nationwide sales tax is what I've heard they were proposing in D.C.
Okay.
So that way, if like you were to go on eBay, for instance, and purchase something on eBay, there would be an excise tax imposed because it's going from one state to another.
Right.
So what we would do, if you want to avoid that, would simply go, okay, well, I'll make my purchase by way of a German proxy server.
You could do that, and then you'd probably be in violation of the law at that point.
Well, yeah. Well, technically I would be, but then how are they going to know? That's just it. they're trying to legislate technology, and it can't be done.
Well, I mean, you can make the purchase through a German proxy server, but they're going to have to ship that product to a physical location, and I doubt you're going to want to ship it overseas to Germany and then ship it back to yourself.
Well,
I mean, that's
true, and that's case scenario number one. That's case in the scenario number two. As a business owner, I don't have to run an internet business in the United States. I have the option of leasing out a server outside U.S. jurisdiction, which totally makes that point new anyway.
Yeah, they could still write the law to where, as long as you're actually accepting clients who are in the United States, you have to charge that tax. As long as you physically are in the United States, you have to charge that tax. And also, they're not just talking about an internet sales tax. They're also talking about just a tax on your internet service that would appear on, say, your cable modem bill or your DSL bill. They're talking about that, too.
Ah, okay. When I heard tax, I was immediately thinking of the first type, not the second.
Oh, they have all sorts of taxes in mind for you, Bill.
Oh, I bet they do. I bet they do.
And there's no getting around that. That's for damn sure. If you want to get online, you'll have to pay the tax.
I guess I have to, huh?
Yeah, it's going to suck. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What's the story on this, Julia?
Alrighty, this from the New York Times. The era of tax-free email, internet shopping, and broadband connections could end this fall if recent proposals in the U.S. Congress prove successful. State and local governments this week resumed to push to lobby Congress for far-reaching changes on two different fronts, gaining the ability to impose sales tax on net shopping and being able to levy monthly taxes on DSL and other internet service connections. One senator is even predicting taxes on email.
Now, that one I don't think is going to be very realistic.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how would you levy taxes on emails?
Yeah, that's technically impossible. That's one of those things where Bill would be correct. Bill would point out that technology could easily bounce around that and make it just change it, and it's impossible for them to leverage all of the hundreds of thousands of email servers, to leverage all those email servers to somehow put that code in there that's going to charge the tax. I mean, that's an incredibly difficult situation. So, but the tax on the internet service, that's easy to do. You just twist the internet service providers to add that tax to their bill, just like the phone companies have a buttload of taxes.
They have a whole bunch of them. Yeah,
yeah.
We just recently got rid of the Spanish War tax.
Oh, right. And I'm sure they'll bring us one internet service tax at a federal level, and then all the states will figure out, hey, we need a piece of this. And then we'll have the state tax and the federal tax, and your locality, certainly in New York City, would add a city tax in there as well. And then all of a sudden, your $40 internet bill is
$145.
No, let's be realistic. It'll be 50% or 25% or something like that. So that's some of the taxation they're talking about. What else, Julia?
Pro-tax advocates this week advanced a flurry of proposals pushing it in that direction. A bill was introduced that would usher in mandatory sales tax collection for internet purchases. Then, during a House of Representatives hearing the same day, politicians weighed whether to let a temporary ban on net access taxes lapse when it expires on November 1st. A House backer of another pro-sales tax bill said to expect a final version by July.
You know, they are just frothing at the mouth, waiting for the opportunity when this moratorium on internet taxes ends. Oh man, they just want
it's gonna
it
be
so
on
bad.
That
yeah
yep.
They want it, and it might just happen.
They
yeah.
just want more and more and
that's
more
how it
it's
is.
Never enough for
well,
them.
They know better how to spend our money than we do is
but,
really
I mean,
how they feel.
How much can they take? Why don't they just take every single penny I make and just decide how it should be spent? I don't know. This it just
it really
bothers
is,
me.
It really is silly.
At what point in time is this really going to bother people? I mean, how much more can they take?
Well, that's the trick, though. They just do a little bit at
right.
a time.
But
and then people just get used to paying that little bit more and that little bit more and living with a little less and a little less.
Now, we're short on time here, and there is a call holding. We're going to get to that in a moment, but there's an important – there's another tax, and I think you touched on it, Julia, but it didn't really explain how it was going to work. This from HomelandStupidity.us. Senator Mike Enzi, who's a Republican, has introduced a bill to require internet-based businesses to charge state sales taxes on out-of-state purchases. Stick with me on this. The bill would allow states which harmonize their sales tax laws under the Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement to force out-of-state businesses, so we're here in New Hampshire where there's no sales tax,
right,
to force out-of-state businesses to charge sales tax to customers in their states. Now, the way that reads is kind of confusing, but the way it effectively would work would be that if we're selling Free Talk Live t-shirts to somebody who's in the state of Florida where there's a 6% sales tax, then we in New Hampshire would have to collect that 6% sales tax for the state of Florida and then send that money to the state of Florida or under penalty of federal law.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask, if this would be federal. That's insane.
That's what they're talking about doing.
Man.
Let's go to the phones, even in these remaining moments. It is an unscreened call on the amplifier line. Who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Brock in North Carolina.
Brock, you got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got a quick answer to your property tax. On your property tax form, you replace the amount due line with "we feel you own X amount of dollars."
Mm-hmm.
And then on the list of uses where they show the percentage breakdown, you just provide a checklist and you say how much of your dollars do you want to go to each one of these things.
Yes.
And then a total line down at the bottom.
Awesome.
Everything's voluntarily funded.
That way, if you don't like the cops, you don't send the money to the cops. If you like the fire department, you send the money there. If you like the schools, you send the money there. That's brilliant.
Exactly. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. The socialists are happy. The libertarians are happy.
Well, the socialists won't be happy.
Everybody's happy.
Very good, Brock. Thanks for the idea. Now, you incrementalists, what do you think of that?
I think that it's not the worst idea in the world, but then you're going to have... now, it says, this is how much you feel, we feel you owe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to be telling them that it's that the taxes are voluntary. It's just sort of hinting at it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't sound terrible.
And then they get to choose the bureaucrats that they send the money to. Julia, what do you think?
Well, I was sort of thinking along that lines when I suggested sort of a more user fee system. For example, I will not ever use the police force because I can't stand them. So,
right.
Well, you may.
Right, well, no, if it's private and they provided more service, I would, but now,
I'm pretty sure
no.
She won't.
Definitely not.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm